Sadly, we're very used to getting headlines coming out of Mexico about violent encounters and people dying because of one of the drug cartels. But over the weekend, it appears some of that violence spilled over the border into the U.S. Early Saturday morning, police in rural Arizona found a charred SUV with five bodies inside. It's along a stretch of desert road that's commonly used as a smuggling route. Here's a comment from Paul Babeau of the Pinal County Sheriff's Office.
This is a known drug and human smuggling corridor in the Vecal Valley. We have had people in shootouts there with the cartels. We have had bodies dumped there, dead, that were murdered elsewhere.
And no one has been charged with this crime, but it appears to be because of one of the drug cartels. Joining us now, Joan Grillo, a journalist based in Mexico City, an author of El Narco, Inside Mexico's Criminal Insurgency. So, Joan, what do we know about the deaths of these people who are found inside this car?
Well, very little so far, Aruna. Not much more than the sheriff was saying. They found the vehicle with the charred bodies. You know, they suspect it could be a drug-related murder. But so far, they haven't identified the victims. They say they're so badly burned, they can't even say, you know, who they are or even what race they are or anything. Or and we don't really know where they've come from. So very little evidence has been found so far or clues about really what has happened. But they say, well, this, you know, is in a major corridor for smuggling drugs, especially for the Sinaloa cartel. Into the United States, and a major corridor for human smuggling as well. So that's obviously the first suspect in this killing.
So this is actually worrying to American officials who think this is the drug violence of Mexico bleeding over the border. But do we have evidence that the drug cartels respect that border at all? Do they think of that as a big drawing line?
Well, one thing that struck many of us who've been following the story of the violence in Mexico is that in the last 4 years, since we've seen this incredible amount of bloodshed on this side of the border, I mean, we've seen about 50,000 drug-related killings here in the last 4 years, and absolutely incredible things happening, massacres of 70 people and so forth, and things really going off the scale. At the same time, the American side of the border has been relatively safe. If you look at the crime rates in many of these cities on the U.S. side, like El Paso, right across the border from Ciudad Juarez, El Paso is one of the safest cities in the United States. So that's one thing that struck us, and the general reason for that, we believe, is that the Mexican drug cartels respect the border and try not to rock the boat in the United States, because that is their land of milk and honey. That's the place where they make about $30 billion every year selling marijuana, cocaine, crystal meth and heroin to American drug users. So they have tended to try to avoid killing on the U.S. side. Now, if this attack is a sign that they've broken that some drug cartel is saying, well, we're going to attack anyway, that is very concerning. But then again, it could be an action done by some, if it is a drug cartel killing, it could be done by some rogue elements in one of these organizations. It might not be violence sanctioned by the leadership, because these drug cartels are quite cumbersome organizations with many people working in them who don't always respond
Absolutely.
To the rules.
Joan Grillo is a journalist based in Mexico City. His book is called El Narco, Inside Mexico's Criminal Insurgency. Thank you so much, Joan.